Ryan McTavish is here. He's a senior writer with Thinking Bigger Business Media, and you get bigger and greater and everything.
Oh.
Every time you come in here, bluesier, and
yeah.
You're in your blues today.
I got my blue. Yeah, well, yeah, I can't follow the mayor. That's kind
can't
of a hard act
mayor.
To follow, but I'm happy
Did
to
nice
try.
Job.
He
yeah.
sure does.
Yeah.
He sure does.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Those are lowriders they're
low
singing
riders.
About.
Low
yeah.
Riders.
Yeah. Right.
Like that song.
Well, they will be part of the 54th annual World of Wheels, right? Lowriders and other hot rods, custom
yeah.
trucks, motorcycles, you name it.
All that stuff.
Today. Not today. In my head today, but actually Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Bartle Hall downtown. Lots of fun things going on there.
Hot rods, custom trucks, motorcycles, it's all there.
Be there Sunday.
Be there.
Yeah. Legendary car customizer Gene Winfield. He's known as the Chop Shop King. He will bend metal and imaginations
yeah.
In creating in front of your very amazed eyes all of these beautiful things he can do with metal and rubber. There'll be a hot rod heaven display. 12 or 15 of the finest hot rods will be getting a special award. Oh, my goodness me. Richard and Kyle Petty.
They're here?
They're going to be here.
No kidding.
Yeah, the NASCAR legends. Wrestling superstar, aren't they all? Shawn Michaels will be showing up.
My goodness.
I'm told free autographs. And for the kids, there'll be a pedal car challenge. And for the kids, it's all for the kids. Laura Morano, who plays Allie Dawson on Disney's Austin and Allie, will be there. Actually, Sunday only from noon to 5. Free autographs, I am told.
And you know what? You've almost sold me on that. Almost.
Oh.
Almost.
Close.
So are you friends with other superheroes?
Some of them.
How about Aquaman?
No.
I like Aquaman. He can breathe underwater and talk to fish.
Yeah, great. He has all the same powers as SpongeBob.
How about the Hulk?
Why you like the Hulk?
Well, the angrier he gets, the stronger he gets.
Yeah, like every white trash guy on Cops.
I like the Flash.
He has no powers.
No, he's on meth.
We couldn't see it, but that's ventriloquism on display.
It's funny you say you couldn't see it. Real quickly, that's Jeff Dunham, who
yes.
is a fantastic ventriloquist.
Yes,
his lips do not move, and I imagine you'll be able to see that for yourself if you show up to see
How
his
act. How do they do that?
Well, here's the
Remember
thing.
Remember you were a kid, you used to try and do that, and you can never do it?
Well, I used to try and play chess, but, you know.
Yeah, I couldn't do that either.
I would get beat like in like half a move.
Yeah.
It was over. But anyway, I'll try to address that for you. Jeff Dunham, he's a fantastic ventriloquist. That was him at work. 7:30 actually tonight downtown at the Sprint Center.
Sprint Center for a ventriloquist?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
This is fascinating. Okay, they will have big screens. So
I
you will
hope.
Be able to see him do his perfectly.
And make sure his lips aren't moving.
They will not move. But they don't really, it doesn't really matter because. For example, go back to old radio. Edgar Bergen, right? The great
yeah.
ventriloquist, perhaps the greatest of all. He had these dummies, top-headed
yeah.
Charlie McCarthy and very goofy Mortimer Snerd. He killed on radio. Nobody could see him. It didn't matter because he created these characters that people related to, laughed at, loved.
You're speaking with such passion right now. I love it.
It's the
out
world of,
you. Of
fantasy.
Yeah.
And fantasy is what I love. So anyway, check out Dunham, whether his lips move or not, and they won't. He'll do a great job tonight at Sprint Center.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can't fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one.
A little Valentine's weekend fun here.
Yeah, we're gonna do a bunch of Valentine's Day stuff here in the next couple, 3 minutes. Was Cupid stupid?
That's what Neil Sedaka said.
That's what Neil Sedaka said. Love is a bit blind and stupid. Now, this is all in an effort to let you all know about Cupid's Cupid's Undie run.
What's going to happen
well,
there?
Well, it's Valentine's Day weekend fun. It actually benefits
People
the...
People don't show up in their undies, do they?
They will.
Really?
They will show up in
Yikes.
Their Valentine-esque underwear
Yikes.
From noon to 4 p.m. Saturday down at McFadden Sports Saloon as part of the Kansas City Power and Light District
Just down by the
scene.
Sprint Center, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. It costs $50 to participate. It's for a great cause. It's a fundraiser to benefit the Children's Tumor Foundation.
You got to pay money to run in your underwear?
It's for a good... Well, it's actually free to spectate. So the real show here.
That's now we're talking.
Is free. I don't think they're going to be wearing much. I think there's going to be a lot of bare-chested males and barely covered female chests out there. Have a good time, and it's all for a great cause.
They should charge people $50 to watch.
It's priceless, actually.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Let's take with the Valentine's Day theme.
The great song from Casablanca. Now, here's a really great dinner date, okay?
Ah.
I mean, there's dinner and a movie, and then there's dinner and a movie. It's Casablanca. Dinner and a movie night. A three-course dinner and a screening of the greatest movie ever made, Casablanca, with Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman and Peter Lorre and Sidney Greenstreet and Claude Rains.
Where do you see the movie down
Excellent
there?
Question. Well, they're going to have it in the theater down there at the H&R Block Theater. They'll screen it. But
neat.
The eating
That's
gets
a big
started.
It's a huge screen, right?
It's huge enough, I'm sure. Love will make it bigger. 6:30 Saturday night. It's a Pierpont's at Union Station thing. You'll actually be enjoying wild Scotch salmon and Himalayan rice and milk chocolate mousse and lots of other goodies in the Union Station Grand Hall. It's $100 per couple, including tax and gratuity. It's not cheap, but boy, what a great time if you take advantage of it.
Love hurts. Love scars. Love wounds. And more.
Now, this is an anti-Valentine's Day event.
Yeah, it's sort of a reactionary event.
Who's against it?
Well, they say love hurts. Certainly Nazareth thought so in its own pop rock way years ago.
It does sometimes.
But actually, according to Howl at the Moon,
it
which
did
is
me
a,
once.
Only once?
I'll tell you about it sometime.
But not now.
Not now.
Do that another time.
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't see how anybody would ever reject you.
Yeah, well.
I certainly would never think
hard
of it.
Hard to believe.
It's a stunner, frankly.
Yeah.
Okay, so love actually doesn't hurt, it sucks, because love sucks at Howl at the Moon. It's a piano dueling rock and roll show club, also at the P&L, from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Friday. You go down to Howl at the Moon. You get in free. You know how? You bring a shredded, torn, or mutilated photo of your ex. You get in free. And my only question is, does the photo get you in if it's clearly been repaired at some point? I mean, if you had second thoughts, I'm not sure that would get you in.
That's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Again, all his good recommendations on our website, kcur.org. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thank
Always
you.
Good to have you here.
I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
Yes. Tomorrow on the show, from the everyday to the unusual, we look at how food makers put the flavor in what we eat and drink. Plus, we'll have our latest local listen. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.